listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. You're also listening to Sea of Bees, which is the nom de groove of one Julianne Baeziger, who also goes by Julianne B. She is the leader of the Sacramento-based band, which is making waves around the country. She is here to preview some songs from her new album, which is finished but won't be released until May. Julianne B., welcome.
Hi, Mr. D. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Pleasure. And also here is John Bacigalupi, a longtime musician and music producer and promoter and record label head and studio owner and all, magazine publisher and all sorts of things, right?
Good to see you again, Dave.
You too. The new album is your second. The first was recorded in, or came out in 2009. Mm-hmm. So you've had a good little breather there, except what have you been doing all that time?
My God, a lot of things. We've been just touring a lot. I came back from the European tour, went straight into recording as soon as I got home. And then after that, we just finished, we're putting it out with Heavenly Records in UK. And then we made new friends with Team Love Records on the East Coast, so we're going to put it out with them in the US. So now we're just prepping for the European tours right now and the festivals and America, and it's been a whirlwind. It's been loads of fun though.
It sounds like it, yeah. Was this? I remember when the album came out and there was a lot of buzz, no pun intended, on the first album. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, it was unexpected. Well, really unexpected. John and I worked really hard though, you know, and I think we put a lot of heart and soul in it, and yeah. It's just very unexpected, though.
Well, let's listen to a little bit. This is a song called Take from the new album, and the new album is going to be called?
Orange Farben. It's German for the color orange.
Okay. Let's listen to a little bit of Sea of Bees.
All right. Break or stroke down your back. Make you feel
that's Sea of Bees, who is my guest today, Julianne B. You're still enjoying hearing this stuff, right? I mean, even after having spent so much time with it in the studio.
Oh yeah, it's just a part of me. You know, you always got to come back to the beginning, and I don't know. I find it. You take a break, and then it's, you know, you listen to it again, and it's refreshing, you know.
How long did it take to record the album?
About 2 months, John, 3 months.
Yeah. Well, probably even a little bit more with mixing and everything.
And Julianne, when you write a song, because you also do the songs, we have a recording of you doing a song solo coming up, but when you write a song, and then you go into the studio with John and with musicians, do you have an idea when you go in of how you want it to sound, or is it sort of a voyage of discovery?
Kind of both. Usually I'll write the song, you know, and I'll have an idea that I want to try out, you know, and I'll give it a go. I'll experiment a little bit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we bring in like my friends to record and stuff, I usually have an idea set for them. I don't like to just put them on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
usually
do you demo
me.
It or do you just have an idea?
Usually it's just an idea. I used to demo it, but
this record, we're just on such a tight deadline.
Yeah.
A lot of it was kind of worked out in the studio kind of as we're going along.
Well, that's
and most of it's Jules playing 80% of the music is her. There's not a lot of other musicians on this record.
Is that different than the first?
The first record had well, you didn't play any drums on the first record.
No.
That was all James Neal.
Yeah, but this one
he played a little bit, but Jules played a fair amount of the drums on this record as well.
Really? Okay. That's why you were liking the drums in the last the previous track.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a song we just recorded of Jules by herself. And this song is called?
This song's called Gone. Yeah. You
see truly, oh, how wonderful you are to me. Oh, no, you will pick up all your teeth off the floor.
That's Julianne Benziger of Sea of Bees from the forthcoming album. It's quite a different sound when you're playing by yourself than it is when you're when you've added all the other flavors.
Yeah, it's definitely like a. It's very intimate, huh? Like,
do you prefer one or the other?
Not really. I kind of enjoy both. Like, I enjoy creating the big sound. And and all the other textures when it comes to the album. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to me by myself stripped down, I find it like, I don't know, yeah, just very one-on-one, very pure, very clean.
And audiences like that too, don't they?
Yeah, they like both, I think. Some people don't. Some people like the big thing, and some people are very pick. I mean, I'm sure about this album, people have a lot to say, like, oh, it doesn't sound like the other album. Or, but, you know, it's just where I'm at in my life right now. I think it was a whole journal of just about somebody I loved or whom I love, you know, and I just wanted to put it out there, and I was never trying to be different or just being myself and doing what I like, you know.
And that difference came as a result of going out and playing a lot, or did it come as a result of things that you heard?
I think it's a mixture of both, like, when you're on tour, you listen to a lot of different music. You start getting inspired by other people without even thinking about it too hard. And it just comes, it's in you, and you start putting it out there yourself. And you're like, wow, that's kind of like from this person, or, you know. But yeah, it's kind of from both, I think.
And you are, the album's coming out in May. You're getting ready to go on tour. Are you going to tour in Europe first?
Yeah, first Europe, and then we'll come home for a bit, and then we have to pan out the other things, John. Like,
yeah, you've got South by Southwest South coming by, up too. Yeah, more Europe. There's four or five shows there with
Patagonia,
you and Amber,
and that's the middle of March.
Yeah,
and you're gonna have a lot of company from Sacramento down in Austin this year. It sounds like.
Oh hell yeah!
Lots of local bands.
Yeah.
The Death Grips are going. Ganglions are going. Right?
Dude, Sacramento. I don't know. People even in London are like, so what's the deal with Sacramento? I'm like,
really?
People are just doing what they love, I think, and they're not thinking too hard about it, you know? They're just doing it.
And that's recognized as something unique in other places?
I think so, yeah, because it is pretty rare. Now that I've gotten to see a lot of different places, it's very rare. There's not like a little, you know, we have like a posse here, and people are starting to see that, I think, and... I don't want to sound cheesy, but.
Well, that's great, though. And you are definitely one of the prime representatives of Sea of Bees, Julianne.
Shucks.
Good luck with the album. Good luck with South by Southwest and the tour. And we're actually going to go out with a song from the album. This is Broke. Mm. Sea of Bees. Thanks for coming. And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Today's associate producer was Sarah Jung. Our technical director is Mark Jones. And Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.